Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program tonight, Creation Lights of Healing. We are on bbsradio.com, station one. Today is December 24th, 2012, and we are going to be live this evening for a special evening with Ron Amatron, our ambassador to the Creation Lightship. More information can be found about Ron at creationlightship.com. And we have a great show planned for you this evening. We are not going to be taking calls tonight, but we would like to start off with a energizing light being picture. So if everybody could just bring up the light being picture on your computer screen, we will go ahead and energize that with peace energy, and I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So bring up the light being. There's a really big one on the BBS radio site. If you're listening to the program on the Creation Lightship page, you can click down a little ways and get the light beam too. So here we go. We're going to energize it. So one, two, we're bringing the males in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And a little more, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I think we're going to do some Jesus things on the show here. So here we go. So let's bring in the energy of Jesus, the baby Jesus, for everybody. You have to remember that his energy, the energy of the physical body of Jesus, basically had the Immaculate Conception done to it, which means that the DNA was stripped of all the judgments so that he was able to have other light beings come in. Remember, the darkness energies that you'd have in the DNA and everything else with you that gets activated prevents your spirit from being with you, because it kicks out your spirit. That's why babies look so bright, and as you get older, you kind of look dim. Push light on dim, you know? So that's the reason, because the judgments kick out your spirit. So his body was energized completely with light beams, and the judgment was almost completely, if not all, taken out of the body. So we're going to bring in the energy of the physical body just as it would be without the light beams in it. So this would be kind of unique. I have not done this one before, but we'll do it here. So here we go. This will be how the physical body of Jesus would feel. And in a sense, it would be a body of light, but without a spirit in it. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it again for everybody. 1, it feels very neutral to me. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what I'll do is project the energy of that physical body into your room. So why don't you find a location, maybe if you have a corner in your room that you're sitting in that isn't too cluttered. I can put it there. I could put it maybe in front of your doorway. That would not be cluttered because you have to walk, you know, in and out of the doorway. So it's your choice. And I'll bring that energy right into your room so you can actually feel it. So here we go. And you just have to, you know, indicate, we'll say, where you want it to come to. So here we go. This is just that body without anything in it. That's the physical body as the container. Here we go. So coming into your room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels very nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So for myself, it just feels soft, gentle, peaceful. It's just there, okay? You know, with no judgment. And now what we're going to do is bring in the energy that was with Jesus upon his birth, the light being that came into the body to hold the space of that body. And it'll be the light being that was probably there, what I'm picking up, for the first 6 months. It could have been there much longer, but this one, to me, came in for, we'll just say, the 6 months amount of time. Here comes that light being. And the light beings are all going to be probably pretty similar, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. You can just see what the comments are like there. Anything coming forth on the fast chat, Elizabeth?
Yeah, well, thank you, Ron. And people are saying it's a very powerful, interpenetrating peace presence. And also someone saying neutral and still the way this earth should have been with his message. And people are saying, oh, how cute. This is great, Ron. And, oh, my gosh, this is fantastic. Thank you. Incredible to be a part of this experience tonight. And people are just loving it. So very interesting. Thank you so much. And there was also a request. Before I go into that, I just wanted to say, if you're new and you're listening and this sounds a little bit different or strange from what you're used to hearing, there is a question and answers document, which is available on creationlightship.com, and it's also on the BVS Creation Lightship main page, so you can click on that. It's a little icon with two little angels, and that takes you to the Wikipedia page where you can find out more about Creation Lightship and more about Ron's work here on Earth if you have any more general questions. But Ron, there was also a request on the fast chat to bring in the energy of the Mother Mary. So I don't know if you want to go ahead and do that now or...
Yeah, I'll do that maybe about half past.
So okay, we'll, great. So
I'm going to continue on with Jesus here. So we'll bring in the energies at different time frames. Now, there was a lot of light beings into the body. I was one of them. As I'm kind of scanning, I know there was at least 8 light beings that came in at various times. Whether they were all there at once or just singular, it's kind of hard to say. But I'll bring in the energy of Jesus at the age of... I'll bring mine in when I entered his body at the age of 7. So this will be the healing energy that Jesus used, the body used, the light being that invoked the healings, because that's when he started doing healings at the age of 7. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, better count it in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There we go. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So that would be my energy at that age. And you can just kind of feel that energy. I don't know if it feels any different than mine here. It probably would be different somewhat. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you, Ron. It does feel different. Very cool. Thank you so much. And people are continuing to respond on the fast chat with great comments. What a great program tonight. This is the best gift I could have today. The healers of Jesus were so pure light, and people are just loving it. So it seems like that they're really feeling that energy, which is probably really different than the normal energies that we tend to feel around this time of the year. So I noticed that I was doing a little bit of looking around on creationlightship.com, Ron, and I noticed that there was specific light being healings that you could bring up. And they ranged in price from $1 for 15 minutes to $10 for 7-day unlimited. And they had different choices you could make of peace, joy, or light force. So
okay,
I wondered
yes, uh-huh.
if maybe you could talk a little bit about those, because they seem like a nice little way to sort of like bring the light beings into your everyday life.
Yes. If you wanted to change the energy slightly, you can do that. That's why we put it that way, because some people kind of wanted a different energy. They wanted to have more, remember the light beams would be strictly peaceful energies without anything proactive, we'll say. Because when you have peace, then you don't have anything that is going to push or give you any kind of judgment. So kind of using that word lightly here, what I brought in was an energy that would allow people to feel and to sense a lot more of the energies, so you could do a little more with the energies. So that's why, I put those on there. We could do a sampling, but I want to maybe just stick with the Jesus energies tonight here. So let's bring in the energy of Jesus. We'll bring in the one that he was using to communicate with. So this will be this light beam. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that's that energy. And then next we're going to I'll bring in another one, but we'll have people experience this one first here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, that's very peaceful. And definitely I would say if you like sampling these energies, there's a couple of things that are coming up that you may want to be on. One is the New Year's call, which is a special call on Sunday, January 6th, 2013, where Ron does the yearly manifest. It's a 3 to 4 hour call that includes water activation and where we sample the upcoming year's energies month by month, and that call is only $20. So we also do a monthly affirmation. So as you sample the energy of that coming month, it might be a good idea to have something written down or something that you want to try to work on during your upcoming year, maybe energetically. And that's a really great, great call to be on. So I'm looking forward to that one, Ron. I've never done it. And I know there's a bunch of people who have done it. And maybe if you have done it in the past, you could type in the fast chat what you thought of that, or if you're planning on doing it again this year. So hopefully everybody is really feeling that peace energy. There was also a request on the fast chat, Ron, and I don't know if you want to stay with the Jesus energies or not, but there was a request to feel the new earth tonight, if possible. Birth of a new
where you
peace.
Put your energy into, as you, it's not the new earth that you're going to be going to at all. It's just where you're keeping your energy so that. When you do a clearing, you're going to be found. That's all that energy is for. But tonight's only going to be about Jesus and Mother Mary, so anything else we won't be doing. So let's bring in the energy of Jesus at, we're bringing the energy of Princess Diana who was the light being in Jesus, which was there to help and teach compassion to the people. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And that's her energy as her spirit was in the body way back when. So you can enjoy that one here. And now we'll bring in another energy. And we'll bring in the energy of, let's see here. I guess that's the everyday energy of him, as far as what he has brought forth, okay, just living life. So here we go. This is just the standard energy of Jesus when he lived his life. So here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So everybody, you can see how that feels for you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you so much. And people really seem to be liking this on the fast chat. They're saying they don't even feel like saying anything. It's so wonderful. Their body feels so quiet right now. They feel like it's being in the now energy. And I think they might be referring to the be here in the now clearing, which is a sample clearing that you can do for free on creationlightship.com. It's a wonderful clearing. One of the many clearings that's on there that Ron offers for free. There's a question on the fast chat. How many lives did Jesus live?
Well, he did 12 lifetimes at once, but that's all that I know about. So, and that's really the extent of what, you know, I can really bring forth for people. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so more comments are coming in. Princess Diana had such compassion. Wow, incredible depth of light. Never felt that before in a being. So it seems like these are all really, people are really feeling these light energies. So we're just coming off of yesterday, the second Sunday of the physical body intensive, which is a 9-hour intensive healing call that Ron does. And it included a lot of work on our skin and water charging and skin misting water. So if you're looking for some intensive healing and you want to participate in that, Ron, will you be doing a physical body intensive next month?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we'll look forward to getting those dates and when you have them. But that is, it's 4 days, one Saturday, and then 3 Sundays of healing. And if you work it out, it's a really good rate per hour. I think it works out to like less than $7 of healing per hour. So you can also find out more about that on creationlightship.com. And I think there's one more day left in that for this month, and then we'll start up. So if you're looking for another great way to sort of jumpstart your body in the new year, that can be a great clearing to do. So being that it is Christmas Eve, Ron, I don't know if you want to clear any of the numbers and the dates or not for maybe the 12/24/2012. Do you think that would be...
Yeah, we can do a day clearing for people.
In case they have any, like, not-so-peaceful associations with Christmas.
So here we go, everybody. So
thank you.
You're the 12, and this, you know, you may have situations also that might cause problems. Here we go. So clearing the 12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That 12 is done. Now we'll do the 24th, which is today. I was thinking also the 25th. We'll do both. So 24 clearing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do 25 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the 2012. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that is a little bit lighter for everybody. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks so much, Ron. And I'm sure for some of our overseas listeners, it may already be tomorrow. So I'm sure that they're all grateful for that. So thank you very much. And Ron also will be at the Conscious Life Expo, which is at the Los Angeles airport, LAX Hilton. And that is coming up February 8th through the 10th of 2013. And then February 11th is there a post-conference date. So Ron actually has a workshop on February 9th in the LA Ballroom. So if you're interested and you live in the Los Angeles area, or maybe you're on the West Coast and you want to check that out, go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com. That's a great way to find out about it. And he's actually one of the featured speakers. So if you click on his picture, you can find out more about where he'll be lecturing and more about what he'll be doing there. So that's ConsciousLifeExpo.com. And he is one of the featured speakers on the main page. So that is coming up. So hopefully we'll see you there. Okay, Ron. So just have a couple more comments on the fast chat regarding all these peaceful energies that you're bringing in. People are saying they're melting in the moment. Someone saying that last 8-hour call was so freeing last Sunday. I will vouch for that. And there's a comment about the light being, someone saying that it looks three-dimensional, like it's alive. Is that really them coming in?
That is correct. When they do come in, they're actually in and connected, to that picture. In fact, that's what I energize the photos for at the expo. People see photos that they like. We do the light chip insignia, the light beams, and, you know, many other ones. And people actually, when you have one energized, then it's a living photograph that you're always having. And it's with you. So that's what's so nice about it. Let's do another energy of Jesus here. We'll do the one a little bit, maybe when he was like 20. Let's pick just the date of 20. So here we go. 20 years of age. Oh. Connecting. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that feels pretty good. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And there's that one. And we'll do another age here. We'll do an age of let's see. I think some people may want to experience maybe the age of 30. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that feels good. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Oh, that feels pretty good. Oh, and then we'll do Mother Mary in about 10 minutes here. We'll do a couple more Jesus energies. So back to you, and we'll also do Joseph. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, this is really great, Ron, and the positive comments just continue to pour in on the fast track. People are saying it's an incredible experience. We should do this more often. So I actually had a question while you were doing that, sampling all these different energies. I was just wondering, like, did specific energies come into his body at specific times, depending on what he was being called to do in his healing work?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, interesting. So,
correct.
I mean, I guess, yeah, he was kind of being prepared, sort of like you were when he was born, or I'm not really clear on how that works, but it seems like it was like the same type of thing where his body was being prepared for his spiritual spirit or to come into it.
Yeah. And so that was done before he was born. So
okay.
Somebody, I have a request to bring in Princess Diana again, so here we go. So everybody, a little stronger. Stronger. This is the compassion energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So that's her energy again here. Let's just sit with this for maybe a minute here just to kind of enjoy it. So what happens is the light beings would come in according to what task needed to be done here to help to educate people about what the light is and about ascension. And that's basically, you know, why the light beings come here. It's nice to feel those energies. They have to take on a little bit of the duality energy to know how to live here. And then they have to kind of formulate and figure out what people need to get the message across. So it's a little challenging for light beings to do that. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, yeah, I can imagine. Ron, do you maybe want to talk a little bit more about duality and kind of what that means? Because I know a lot of the times, like, we tend to focus, especially here tonight on the Healing Highway Show, we tend to focus a lot on the obstacles and the negative things in our life that we want to get rid of. But, I mean, ultimately, you don't want to replace those with positive things, because then you will still be in duality, which I think is kind of difficult for people to get. So maybe just want to talk about that. I know it might be difficult because, you know, we're not light beings, but I wonder if maybe you can just talk a little bit about that and how true light brings in true peace energy. And instead of also clearing the negative things, we also want to clear the positive things or the things that excite us, because that also takes us out of peace energy.
Yes. I don't know what to really say. I can just say for my life, it's been a very interesting connecting to both realms and to try to figure things out, because difficult to come from energies where there's no judgment or anything to try to live in a world of judgment. So that's, for me, very interesting. So it is a difficult challenge, but when you have more light beings coming in, like what he had, it was probably a lot easier. I don't particularly do that myself in this lifetime. I do have a few of the males come in and maybe the females once in a while. That's why you may notice on some of the BBS programs, it'll be a different energy coming from me. But basically, I'd say probably 90% of the time, it's actually me coming through. But sometimes the males come through, and they might give you they're a little more abrupt. That's the way I would put it. And the females have a little more compassion. I myself had to have the females come into me because I was strictly a male light being. and the energy that I had was just way too strong for most people, you know, throughout my lifetime. So I had to actually, I was doing this work, I said, I can't have this male energy because it's just too intense for people. So I had to get it dampened down a whole lot and have the females come in. So that's what I normally run is the female energies coming into me, because my own energy, when I do healings, it's me, but if I were to convey myself, it would probably be a little more abrupt, and it would turn off probably too many people, not realizing what's actually happening. As the light beams are just here to give you information. It's fact, 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 fact. And if you don't get it, then they'll do another fact, 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 like Jesus did with parables, so that you finally can catch on. And it doesn't sound like they have any compassion, but they do, in a sense, but they're just giving you information to allow you to have your own information that you can have a discernment on. And some people may not understand or get what I'm even talking about, and that's kind of just the way it is here. So I'll bring in another energy. I'm going to bring in the energy that Jesus used when he was communicating with the disciples. So there was actually more, I believe, female disciples than there were males. But aside from that, that's not typically talked about. But I'll bring that energy in. So here we go. One, two, three. In fact, I'll bring in the energy for the females that were with him as he was communicating with them. Then I'll do the male. It might be a male energy. We'll see. This I haven't done before, but here comes the energy that he would be using, light beings that came in to communicate to the female disciples. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just sit with that for a little bit, everybody. And you can kind of feel the energy there. And it feels great to me, so. Next, we're going to bring in the energies that he used to communicate to the males. Very interesting. So, any comments there?
Yeah, there are a lot of comments from the past energy that you brought in, which was the Princess Di Jesus compassion energy. And people are saying, oh, that compassion is heaven. I could stay in this forever. Light is light. This is living. I can't even think of duality at this moment right now. They definitely don't mix. I only feel peace when out of duality. And then there was a question that I'm not sure what they're referring to. And I think it's meant to say too dense to take that much light at once, right, Ron? Which I guess is referring to maybe having the light beams inside of you. I'm not sure. If you could maybe just type in that question again, that might be, to clarify, that might be helpful.
Yeah, what it might be is that the light beams are actually very, very intense. And it's kind of like a matter of fact, you know, it's just saying it the way it is, and either you understand it or you don't, in a sense, you know. So let's switch on to another one here. And we're going to bring in the energies that Jesus used to communicate to the male disciples. So here we go. Oh, one. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, that feels pretty good to me, too. So there we go. So we'll just see if the people comment on with that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, people are just really liking this. There was a comment that someone said it feels very non-beat about the bush to the point to me, which is kind of interesting because that's one of the things that I really responded to when I started listening to the show at first. And I was thinking, wow, it just sounds like facts are being presented, which I really liked and appreciated. And also people are saying, go straight to the point, no emotions in his language. That is interesting. Yeah, so I guess if you were not in duality, you wouldn't have a whole lot of emotions attached to, you wouldn't have any emotions attached to what you were doing. There was also a question somebody's asking, Ron, is this energy actually coming into our bodies? It feels like it.
Yes. Yeah. Whenever, in fact, all the shows that we do, you will have some type of healing because the light does come, and it will only come to where light is. So it could help give you a little more energy where your light is. A little hard to describe that, but that's kind of what happens. When you have a clearing on the website, then you have light coming into you completely, and then it enhances, you know, energy of you to make you feel better, to allow more spirit to be with you. Remember, spirit, in a sense, got taken out of your body. It had to leave because it wouldn't be in darkness. Time you think you're releasing the energies of your spirit. And so as you have a clearing, the density is taken away and your spirit can come back in again. That's kind of what we call word love. Love walks in. So it's not exactly right using that terminology, but that's kind of what it is. So I want to bring in another energy. And in the Bible, they talk about Jesus being frustrated with what was happening. So I'll bring in that energy if you want to really understand that. So here it comes. Energy, you know, in the Bible, it talks about how he, and I got pissed off, you know, maybe in the churches by having people not responding properly, etc. So here it comes. This is his energy when you know that he was in judgment, getting angry at people. Very interesting for you. So here it comes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, oh boy, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So we're going to increase it here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That was his energy when he was maybe having difficulties with people, trying to share his information that they were not understanding or getting. And we got to bring in the Mother Mary energies now. Here we go. So, One, you may smell some roses. He brings roses a lot of times. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's your energy. And you're fortunate, you might be able to smell roses. You'll bring them in off and on, or maybe a flower essence smell. And can't guarantee it for everybody. It's what she is doing. So I'll enhance that roses energy if we can do that. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. There we go. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you, Ron. It's so wonderful and special to be able to sample all of these incredible energies. And it's so funny, I just bought flowers today, so that's interesting. Also, the one that you did before that with the energies when Jesus was frustrated, I was really sweating during that one. Very interesting. So we do have quite a few comments because of all these different energies that you're bringing in, and people are saying in response to the male energies that they felt them pushing into their chest and a very strong presence. The female energies enveloped people completely, and a lot of people, when you brought in the Mother Mary energies, were smelling the flowers and roses. And saying, wow, Mother Mary was really something. So very interesting. There was also a question on the fast chat, Ron. Somebody is asking, what role, if any, did Mary Magdalene play?
She was with him for a lot of the clearings here. I'll bring in her energy for everybody if you want to experience that. So here we go. So one, two, I can do the energy. Three, four, five. There we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that's her energy. And kind of see and sense how it feels. And back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, thank you. So there were a few other comments about the Mother Mary energy, and I'm just waiting for my fast chat to refresh. So hopefully, okay, there it is. So people are saying, very sweet, innocent rose smell I've ever smelled. So that's really amazing that people can actually smell the flower smells. And other people are saying, my chest feels so full of light right now. People are saying excellent. And frustrated energy of Jesus was, yes, very strong. So interesting. It is interesting because it's like you're not really feeling emotions. You're just feeling energies, which are different, but they don't really feel positive or negative, which is kind of a nice change from, you know, a lot of the healings that, you know, you experience in your lifetime here on Earth. So there's something else I wanted to say, Ron, and I completely lost my train of thought. So I'll turn it back over to you. I know at one point you mentioned wanting to bring in the Joseph energy, so I don't know if now is a good time to do that or not.
Here we go, everybody. So, again, kind of just enjoy this energy. Here we go. So, one, two, this is Joseph's energy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, so here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. Here we go, everybody. So, let's see. What could we do next here? Any ideas, Elizabeth?
I was thinking about maybe a water charging for peaceful sleep or just general peace energy. Maybe some.
Sure.
Maybe towards the end of the show if you want to do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else we could bring in. Let's bring in the energy that Jesus had when he was at the Last Supper that people are, see pictures of and things. So here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, one, two, three, now it's coming in, four, five, six. Okay, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so maybe sit with that for about a minute, everybody. And let's bring in, the peace energy here. So this is source energy, which would be peace. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, what we're going to do is bring in the energy right now that Jesus used. When they say that he changed the water into wine, so I won't say that the water will turn into wine at all. We'll do that. So get a glass of water, everybody. And we'll just have fun with this here. It's no different than what we have on the website, basically. So this is what we do for water charging, is to bring forth the energy that you need at that time to able to experience the experience that you need and to make your body feel better. So here we go. Hopefully you have a glass of water already. You want to add on the fast chat in case people are still getting water?
You know what, Ron? I actually have to get my own water, too. So maybe okay. We could do that in just a minute or two. There was a bunch of comments about the Joseph energy, too, and people are saying, I'm blown away by how beyond normal this feels, and sure, give new meaning to life tonight. Somebody is saying... there's a request to activate the Princess Diana picture from Google Images. I don't know if you want to do that, Ron, or...
No, I don't,
John,
no.
From, okay, from Princess Diana's energy. Yeah, we've kind of moved on. So sorry about that. And people are also saying, this moment I will never forget, feeling the Last Supper energies of Jesus inside of me. So there's also a comment about peace is what we really desire, despite mind wanting so many things. So it seems like this is really having an impact on a lot of people. So if you are interested in maybe more healings, or you're interested in starting your healing path with the Creation Lightship, the first step would be to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which we haven't really talked about at all during the show, Ron, I guess because a lot of the listeners are regular listeners. But if you're new and you haven't done any of these clearings and you're really liking what you hear and what you feel, the whole lifetime emotional clearing is a great place to start. So, Ron, maybe you just want to talk for a second while people get their water about how important that clearing is and what it kind of does for people.
Yeah, it actually puts some light codes back into you. That's the nice thing about it. When you have light codes put into you, then you're going to feel more kind of enhanced, and it will take away the energies that are inside of your body causing you stress. That's the whole process why you want to have clearings. Get rid of the stress, the anger, the judgment inside of yourselves that's creating your reality. That's why you want to do that. That's why we have clearings. That's what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, the same thing then as it is now. Or it's reversing that, the way it is now as it was then. So, everybody ready for their water charging?
Yep, I'm ready. So I hope everybody else is too. So get your glass of water, everybody.
Okay, so get your water. And here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just hold it for a little bit here. Take about a minute to charge up. You may actually start to feel your hands buzz and tingle, vibrate as the energy goes from your heart center, where the energy stems from, and it goes into your hands, fingers, into the water. So how are you feeling, Elizabeth, for this here?
I am feeling great, Ron, and it seems like everybody that's listening and responding on the fast chat is really enjoying the show tonight. People are saying incredible program tonight. I want to clear to feel like these light beings myself. Gee, that is awesome. Now, wouldn't that be great? And people are saying, I have all the presence I need in my heart right now at this moment. Wow, Ron, this is the best Christmas gift I've ever had. Thank you so much. So it seems like everybody is really loving all the different energies and the special energies that you've been bringing in tonight. So we actually don't have that much time left, Ron. I think maybe about another minute here, maybe another minute or two. So I don't know if there's any last energies. There were a couple of requests on the fast chat for Saint Bernadette and the angel Gabriel, but maybe you want to bring in the Star of Bethlehem. That might be a nice one to sort of wrap up the night with here on the Christmas Eve show.
Hey, here we go, everybody. The Star of Bethlehem coming our way. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 So I guess that's the end of our show tonight here. I want to say blessings to all of you and happy holidays. And, you know, if you want to do those clearings, you know, the 2012 barcode clearing is one that's definitely needed. So do that one and, on those clearings because it's right now it's been timeline crashing. So it's very, very important to do these. So thank you, Elizabeth, and blessings to everybody. And we will be seeing you again on the Wednesday program here. It'll be the 26th. And a wonderful evening. So the light beam will be energized the next couple of hours. I'll leave it up for 2 hours for everybody. So see you later. Thank you, everyone.